good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the May the 14th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Don't have any guests today. I'm just going to cover some news here, and I'm going to give you an update of what's coming up this week. Tomorrow, we're going to get an update from Don Nikoloff on Leo Wanta, some significant events that have transpired in the last week. We're also going to get a quick update on the ongoing Bush family investigation. If you remember correctly, Don finished an article which he was posted in the Idaho Observer and also around the world on the Internet. So we're going to get an update on some interesting anomalies with that. And we're also going to go into a little bit of Blackwater tomorrow. That's Bush's shadow army, of which you hear nothing about on mainstream news. But we're going to get into that a little bit and enlighten you on what's happening on that issue. That's tomorrow. On Wednesday, as a lot of us know, we're being poisoned by chemtrails, and they're radiating our food, and they're putting bacteria on the meat to keep it from spoiling as quickly. We're going to talk about some solutions to that. Got Todd Metallo coming on to talk about that tomorrow, or excuse me, Wednesday. On Thursday, we've got Rob Balsamo, who is with the 9/11 Pilots for Truth. And I want to thank Rob. I enrolled in 9/11 Pilots for Truth, and I'm now an official member. He just posted it up there. It's 9/11 Pilots for 9/11Truth.org. Let's see. Friday so far is open. The phone line is going to be open today if you want to call in. It's 800-313-9443. You can call in and talk about anything you want. I want to talk to you a little bit about the pledge drive. As you know, we're conducting a pledge drive here at the network. It's an ongoing thing. We're trying to catch up on some back bills. And I want to take a few minutes here and read off some of the donations that have come in. This was today they came in. And I want to thank Joyce in North Carolina. She sent in $25. Dayton in Los Angeles sent in $5. Richard in Iowa, $60. Mike in Texas sent in $30. Ted in California, $25. Sharon in Kansas, $25. No Name sent in $40. Another No Name, must be a relation, sent in $20. Walter in Indiana sent in $20. Lewis in New Mexico sent in $50. Bartow in Maryland sent in $100. Ann in Pennsylvania sent in $10. And Myron in Pennsylvania sent in $25. I want to put out a thank you to all of those people, but I also want to remind everybody that we're still on a pledge drive here. We're making a little progress, but we're still trying to catch up on some back bills here. And also, they have sent notice out that they're not renewing the lease here on the building, so John and Sandra are in the process of looking for another property, of which they've got a couple that they're looking at, I believe, one in particular. That isn't finalized yet, but it looks like we are going to be changing locations, and that's coming up in the next 60 days, so there's also money that needs to be done for that. That's an unnecessary – well, it's a necessary, but it's also an additional added expense that we're putting the word out and asking for help. So of all those people – that have sent in their donations, I want to thank you very much. It's very well appreciated. But for all those who have yet to donate, as I mentioned last week and as I mention every day, just remember how good you feel once you've donated. This station brings out the valuable information. It brings out the truth, and it needs to stay up and running. I'll be back after the break with a lot more. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in three.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I was on the subject of the pledge drive. Just, I'm not gonna bark on you too much. Just, I just want to let everybody know that if you haven't donated, please, if you will, get your spare change jar out, get the money that you were gonna go out and play golf with this week, send it into RBN. It's a great way to donate, to bring this valuable information to the American public, all the patriots out there. What was that? Who did that? Did you do that? It just popped on automatically. Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, the pledge drive. Send in what you can send in. If you can send in $50, send it in. If you can send in $500, send it in. Okay, it'll make you feel, the more you send in, the better you feel. So much for that. Okay. For those of you who want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, again, you want to send an email to Bobby at freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And remember, when you get it, you want to watch it, bone up on it, and give it to somebody who hasn't seen it. And I want to take a minute to go into this a little bit, because I'm going to read an article today on the subject of taxes. And as a lot of you know out there, the reason that I emphasize, the reason I put this video out to everybody is because, first of all, once you've seen it and realize that the government has been lying to us about the taxes, it opens up a person who is, you know, not quite awake yet, and makes them realize that if the government can lie about that, then it's a distinct possibility that the government is lying about other things. But also, once they become awakened to this, if they're ever called to jury duty, they can vote not guilty on a tax crime. That's why I keep bringing this up. And I'm going to get into an article later regarding that very issue. Again, a reminder on the gas out. I've already put out the word, and I put this out every day or two, is not to buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil, because that's the two main carriers, and all of the prices fall in line with whatever prices they set. Rumor has it that gas is going to go to $4 a gallon by, well, mid part of summer at the latest. And if we can boycott them, don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil, And also, tomorrow, there is a gas out. Fill up your tanks today, folks. Do not buy any gas anywhere tomorrow. Okay, make sure your tank is full, and hopefully that'll make a dent, and we can keep those prices in line. Remember, RBN is about bringing solutions, and it may sound like a insignificant thing as far as this gas out is concerned, but I also want to remind you that I believe that we are a part of the reason why Mr. Ron Paul is going to be participating in the debates tomorrow on Fox, because we lambasted all of the emails on the Fox network with tens of thousands of emails because they weren't going to allow him to participate. And because of that, now he is participating in the debate. And I'm going to go into a little bit more on Ron Paul here in a few minutes, but I have an email that was brought to my attention on this truck out. Now, we haven't mentioned this for a while. And the reason is because we're working behind the scenes. There is another truck out that is coming up on June the 14th through the 16th. And those of you that were listening, boy, I can't even talk today. I'm telling you. Tongue-tied. For those of you who have been listening, there was a truck out that was on the 23rd through the 25th of April, and it didn't pan out very well because there wasn't enough organization that went on. Now, there were a few places in the country where there was a call to arms and there was a lot of truckers who did band together. However, it just fell way short. So this time, there's a lot more effort going into organizing this truck out, and hopefully it's going to turn out better. But there's something that was handed to me today by Julie, and it's an alert. And I want to read this to you folks because basically it's misinformation. So I'm going to read this to you. It says, this is from Melissa it's forwarded to us. March for America, June 14th through 16th is under attack. The airwaves, the internet blogs, the groups, the websites, and inboxes are being filled with a falsified claim made by pro-immigrant sources. They have taken on a campaign to spread a false rumor to the American public that the March for America this June has been canceled. This rumor is false. Their attack is a detailed one. From the time I woke this morning, my email inbox has been flooded with questions nationwide about this rumor. I have heard three local channels announce this, and it's funny since they didn't cover the story I submitted that it was on, and have found and countered on uncounted number of websites, groups, blogs, etc. While I have been able to do this, the spreading of this is faster than I can keep up with right now. The plus equals 50% is on their own sites, forums, Yahoo stations. The negative, people on our side are spreading this falsified rumor. Also, rather than check with us for information or the website, they are jumping the bandwagon and forwarding to friends and contacts. Here is a sample of the contents of this falsified information. Some contain the name March for America. Others refer to it as just anti-illegal protest or anti-illegal protest this June. The body and the basis is the same. So let me read this. Now, if you get an email that says this, disregard it, okay? It says March for America is canceled due to lack of interest. Sorry to tell you, antis, but I just heard this one on the radio news. The anti-illegal immigration marches they were supposed to have in June have been canceled because not enough people said they would go. Most of America is pro-illegal. Please help us squash this deliberate attack attempt. They want to be sure our voices aren't heard, so let's speak up. Again, I want to remind everybody, if you get an email like that, remember, it's disinformation. This truck out for the 14th to the 16th of June indeed is still going on, and if you get anything to the contrary, simply disregard it. Okay, so much for the truckers. Now, again, the hate crimes legislation that Ted Pike has been valiantly fighting for since 1998, and he has been the Paul Revere riding across the airwaves throughout the country for many years, stopping this. This hate crimes legislation is going to be voted on this week, and I want to again remind everybody, I want to read a quick paragraph here, and I want to remind everybody to continue to keep up the fight and keep calling your senators, call the White House and thank the president as much as it might gag you to do. Call the White House at 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202-456-1111, and leave the message, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for promising to veto the hate bill. I expect you to also reject any modified hate crime legislation." Now, also, you want to continue. Now, George Bush is expected to veto this. However, that's what he says, and I don't believe a word he says unless he does it. He's vetoed a couple of bills in his 6.5-year tenure as president. So let's keep on to this. Call your senators at 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. Or if you're on a cell phone, you can call 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. And mention specifically to them not to vote for any hate crime legislation. And I want to read this paragraph to you once again and show you what kind of a difference we make here, folks. It says, "The delay of S-1105 is a godsend to all who love freedom because it allows precious days to continue to bombard Senate members with calls, emails, letters, and faxes," which I want you to continue to do, guys. "Callers report to the National Prayer Network that Senate receptionists say opposition to S-1105 is now, quote, very heavy. Our continued communication throughout next week," which, by the way, is this week, folks, "are vital only to defeat the hate bill. Just as importantly, we must reassure the president that if the Senate passes this legislation, a powerful block of passionate Americans solidly support no compromise with hate bill forces and a solid veto." So keep up the good fight. That's going to be voted on this week. We want to continue, folks, to put pressure on these people so that they do not vote for it. And even if they do, we want to make sure that George Bush vetoes that bill. And that will be a great victory for us here. Now, not that it's not going to raise or rear its ugly head again at some point in the future, because as we know, this has been going on since when? I mean, Ted Pike has been fighting this since 1998, and it comes up about every year. So this is a fight, it's a battle, and this is just another battle that we can win. Is the war over? Not by a long shot. Okay, so much for the hate crimes. Now I want to talk a little bit about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the greatest hope, I believe, as far as the presidency is concerned. And prior to the first debate on MSNBC, he was sitting at about 1% approval rating, along with six other candidates. And the reason is because nobody had heard of him. And then, if you recall, he won on the MSNBC debate, and now he's sitting at about, I believe it's around 34%. But I was handed this as well today that says, Congressman Ron Paul now has the most YouTube subscribers among the Republican candidates for president. During the last 24 hours, Congressman Ron Paul passed Mitt Romney to take the number one spot. He has 1,961 hits on YouTube. Romney is next to him at 1,889. So Ron Paul's in first place there. Remember, we've got a debate coming up tomorrow night on Fox. So you all want to tune in for that one. That'll be a good one. And hopefully we can score some more points for him. Now, along with Ron Paul, as most of you know, Senator John McCain is also cast his hat in the ring for the presidency. And I find it interesting, McCain was on Meet the Press yesterday with Tim Russert. And I'm going to get into a clip that, I'm going to play a clip for you of Mr. McCain when I come back. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog. Be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to The American Awakening.
Thank you. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I mentioned to you that John McCain was on Meet the Press yesterday. And John McCain is definitely an elitist, a New World Order advocate. And, you know, as anybody that's awake knows, you can watch this guy, and you can watch his demeanor, and you can watch his actions, and you just know that he's lying through his teeth. But in this case, there's about a six-minute clip that I'm going to play when he was being interviewed by Tim Russert yesterday, and I'm going to stop it at certain points, and I'm going to comment on it, because I find it fascinating that this guy is talking about he's talking about the troop surge in Iraq, but he's not calling it a surge. He's calling it a, quote, strategy. There's a number of other things that he comments on in here, so I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to stop it at certain points in time and make a comment on it. But this, I want to compare this, for those of you who saw the MSNBC debate, and you watched every issue, every question that Ron Paul was asked on the subject of the war in Iraq, on the subject of taxes or whatever, he was straight and above board. This guy, who is also a candidate for president, is just, he's a typical song and dancing politician who couldn't give you a straight answer if his life depended on it. And he also uses buzzwords. Those of you who know Lindsey Williams, who actually spent time with the elite when he was up in Alaska, quotes or comments on that very issue of buzzwords. So I'm going to start this clip. And then I'm going to stop it periodically, and I'm going to comment on it. And we'll have a break coming up in a few minutes, so this is going to continue on through the next break. But anyway, let me start this. Go ahead and turn that up. Have you got it up? Okay. All right, let's go here.
Yes, and are there problems in those areas? Look, this is long and hard and difficult, and I've said it for a long time. And it's no last throws. It's no mission accomplished. It's no few dead enders. It's long and hard and tough. We are experiencing some successes. Do we have to experience more? Yes. But to do what the Democrats want to do, and that's set a date for withdrawal, even those who oppose the war from the beginning don't think that that would lead to anything but an enormously challenging situation as a result.
But Senator, the Iraqi parliament, a majority of the Iraqi parliament, has signed a petition asking for a date certain for withdrawal of American troops. If the Iraqi parliament wants it, a majority in the Congress want it, then why do you stand there and say, no, you can't have it?
Because it's my job to give my best estimate to the American people, no matter what the political calculations may be, as to what's the best in our nation's national security interest.
Okay, let me stop right there. What is the best for our national security best interest? That's a buzzword, okay? Because if you might recall, George Bush has mentioned, well, at least once that I know of, if not more times, that we would withdraw when the Iraqi people asked us to withdraw. In other words, they stand up, we'll stand down. Well, what does he mean by national security interest? The only people that are going to lose by us withdrawing are the contractors. Because the contractors are the ones that are over there making buku bucks building these air bases. That's our national security interest. And that's the only national security interest other than the oil that we're concerned about. So let me continue on here.
Young men and women are risking their lives as we speak in Iraq. And I know that they will be in greater harm's way if we withdraw from Iraq, as we keep debating over and over and over again.
Okay. Now, can you folks tell me that these young men and women that are in harm's way could be in more, how can they be in more danger if we pull them out? Does that make any sense to you? Obviously, you know, these people are over in Iraq. Our soldiers are over in Iraq. Protecting the interest of national security, our national security, while the contractors are there, you know, securing the oil, building air bases and so forth. But it doesn't make any sense to me that our soldiers would be in greater harm by pulling them out. So let me continue.
And I know what's best in my mind.
Now, I want to stop that again. When he says he knows what's best, I want you to listen to this elitist statement that this man is making.
My experience and my knowledge and my inspiration as to what's best for this country. So political calculations such as polls, I understand that if the American people don't continue to support this effort that we will be forced to withdraw, but it's also my obligation to tell the American people and my constituents in Arizona that I represent what the consequences of failure will be, and I believe they will be catastrophic.
Okay. He believes the consequences of failure will be catastrophic, yet he doesn't define what catastrophic is. The only thing that could be defined as catastrophic is the fact that they would not be able to finish building these air bases if we withdrew. Let's continue.
The duly elected people's bodies, the U.S. Congress and the Iraqi parliament, say they want a troop withdrawal. That's more than a poll. Well, isn't that the voice of the people?
As far as the Iraqi parliament is concerned, the Iraqi government obviously doesn't feel that way. They're the representatives in their government. Second of all, there is a certain amount of domestic political calculations involved there in what the Iraqi, quote, parliament said. The Iraqi parliament has their ability to voice their views, and I respect them. And I, as I say, I'll repeat again, I understand how democracies work. I saw it in Vietnam.
Okay, I'll comment on that when we get back. He saw it in Vietnam. How many of you are old enough to know what happened at the end in Vietnam? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I backed that clip up just a little bit because I want to emphasize this. I want him to repeat this again so you can hear this, because I'm old enough. I know what happened in the Vietnam era, and I want you to hear what Mr. McCain, candidate for president, has to say about this. This guy can't even lie with a straight face. I mean, his eyes are blinking. He's banging up and down on the table. I mean, he's just, you know, I guess he figures if he's animated enough, he'll put his lie across. I don't know. But anyway, let me continue with this.
Has their ability to voice their views, and I respect them. And I, as I say, I'll repeat again, I understand how democracies work. I saw it in Vietnam.
He understands how democracies work. He saw it in Vietnam. I saw it in Vietnam as well. I saw what happened at the end of that when they were pulling the troops out from the rooftops because they gave us 24 hours to get out. Otherwise, they were going to, I believe, kill us or throw us in prison, wasn't it? Right. And so he understands how democracy works. I'm going to continue on with this because I want to show you another point about this wonderful candidate for president. That is going to compare now the fledgling democracy of Iraq to our civil war. Listen.
The Iraqi parliament says they want to take a two-month vacation while our men and women shed their blood.
I am unalterably opposed to it. One of the real difficulties we face in this conflict, obviously, is whether the Maliki government will act as an inclusive government and whether the Maliki government will do the things that are necessary to be done. And I'm very concerned about it. All of us are very concerned about it. This government has to pass the oil revenue sharing law. This government has to pass de-Ba'athification. They have to declare elections in the provinces so that Sunni, who now want to take part in the electoral process, can have their representatives.
They've had 4 years to do this.
They have had this time, and they have done some things. It took us about 100 and some years before we had a bloody civil war to decide the future of our country.
Excuse me? They've had some time. They've done some things. They've had 4 years. Well, yes, but it took us over 100 years. You're comparing our civil war to our occupation of Iraq. What does one have to do with the other, Mr. McCain? Does that make any sense to anybody out there? This is nothing more than more elitist propaganda put out by the, again, New World Order. This makes absolutely no sense at all. It's like trying to compare apples with oranges. Let me continue here. This guy makes me sick, by the way.
This is a fledgling democracy. I'm not making excuses for it, but they have not been in this business before. And yet that does not change the fact that, in my view, unless they act, it could jeopardize what is already in jeopardy.
Would you?
Well, what is it that's already in jeopardy? Can you tell me that? It could, if they don't act, they can jeopardize what's already in jeopardy. The only thing that I can see that's really in jeopardy here is our troops. Now, and speaking of our troops, he's calling this not a surge, but a strategy. Now, our own president, our wonderful dictator, Mr. Bush, has called it a surge. Now, he's changed that around and done a word spin and called it a strategy. They have put how many more thousand? I think 30,000 more troops in there. Okay. And I want you to listen really closely to what this guy says about it's getting better over there. I don't know whether you guys read the alternative news or not, but they're blowing people up left and right over there. All right, let's continue. I could run off on this for an hour, but let's just continue here.
Be in favor of a referendum amongst the Iraqi people to make a decision as to whether U.S. troops should stay or leave?
No more than I would have a referendum in the United States of America as to whether Iraqi troops should leave or whether we should be in or out of NATO or any other issue. The Iraqi government is an elected government, and they are functioning. Why we would need a, quote, referendum is no more necessary in this country as in that one. Does the Maliki government have to act more effectively, more inclusively? Absolutely they do, and it's of great concern. And I think it's one of the great vulnerabilities as we try to move forward and succeed there. Now, what's success? Economic, political, and social progress, which can only be obtained in an environment of security. Neighborhoods in Baghdad are safer. They're not safe, but they are safer than they were before. And
they are? They're safer than they were before? Excuse me, but what newspaper are you reading there, Mr. McCain? We've put more troops in there. Most of them, I believe, are in the green zone. They're building a wall up there. No, I don't think they're any safer. What my concern is, folks, is that they are putting most, if not all, of our troops over there in harm's way for a bigger agenda. And we're going to talk a little about that tomorrow. It's called Blackwater. It's called mercenaries. It's called Bush's shadow army. Now, I'm not going to get into that today, but I want you to stick with me tomorrow because I'm going to have Don Nikoloff on the program, and we're going to get into a little bit of detail about Blackwater and what's happening and where they're popping up. So let's continue with this. I didn't mean to get off track here.
Government has to function more effectively, and then the Iraqi military and police take over those responsibilities as we gradually withdraw. That's the recipe for success with this new strategy, and it is a strategy, not a surge.
It's a strategy now, not a surge. Now, remember, Mr. Bush said it was a surge. Okay, now this is a strategy, okay? We've put 30,000 plus more troops in there on a strategy. Let's continue.
We have been able to see significant improvement. Enough improvement, probably not, but at least we're seeing some progress. And
I have to stop him again. Where? What improvement? Where are we making progress? I don't get it. The man can't even look at Mr. Russert with a straight face and say that. I mean, I don't know who's writing this speech or whatever, but it's nauseous. All right, let's continue.
Our commanders on the ground are saying that the Iraqi military is functioning far more effectively.
They are? The commanders on the ground are saying, now I want you to listen very closely to this, folks. Our commanders on the ground are saying that they are functioning more effectively. I want you to hold that thought. I'm going to continue with this because after I get through, I'm going to play another clip for you.
Effective, and we are seeing progress there.
General Petraeus said this, any student of history recognizes there is no military solution to a problem like that in Iraq to the insurgency of Iraq.
And, you know, I've had many conversations with General Petraeus, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he'll also tell you that history shows us, any student of history will tell you, that unless you have an environment of security for the people to try to live normal lives, and the economic, political, and social environment is able to grow and flourish, then you are doomed to failure. So when you say it's all up to the Iraqis, that's like saying a neighborhood that's been taken over by gangs, it's up to the people in the neighborhood. We have to do whatever we can to provide them with an environment in which they can exist and begin to lead normal lives.
Okay, there you have it. Now, I was talking about General Petraeus. Now, I'm going to play another clip for you here. And this is Cynthia Tucker, who is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and she is on with Christopher Matthews on NBC. Okay, now listen to what she has to say, folks.
Congress, look for a revolt from active duty generals if September rolls around and the president is sticking with his surge into 08. We've already heard from retired generals, but my Atlanta Journal-Constitution colleague Jay Bookman has lots of sources among currently serving military officers who don't want to fall by the wayside like the generals in Vietnam did, kept pushing a war that they knew was lost.
On duty, in uniform, they will criticize.
Absolutely.
Well, that's something.
Chris, look for a
revolt. There we go. Okay. Look for a revolt. Now, they don't want to fall by – the generals do not want to fall by the wayside like they did in the Vietnam era. And we just finished hearing John McCain talk about he knows about democracy because he was in Vietnam. Now, who's telling the truth and who's lying here? I'll give you two guesses. The first one doesn't count. But, yes, this troop surge, look for it. If it's not doing any good by September, it's not doing any good now. What concerns me, folks, is that – they are sending more and more and more of our troops, our National Guard, over. And they're over there for 3 and 4 and 5 terms. And meanwhile, the Bush administration is putting together this Blackwater, which are mercenaries. It's a shadow army. And they're popping up in several states training. Now, again, I'm not going to talk about that much. I'm not going to talk about it at all today. But you need to tune in tomorrow because we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail, and I'm going to play a clip on what's happening with Blackwater. What my concern is they're deliberately shipping our troops out overseas so we, the American people, are left unprotected. Think about that. I have. We'll get into that tomorrow with Don Nikoloff, and maybe we can draw some conclusions as to what's really going on. Okay, enough of that. Remember, this guy's running for president. Scary, isn't it? All right, I'm going to shift gears here, and I want to cover a topic that is of a concern to me, and it should be of a concern to everybody, and that is the tax issue. By the way, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in. If you have a question or a comment about anything, just feel free to dial up. We're having some technical difficulties today, so my engineer is going to have to let me know who's calling in because it's not up on the screen. But anyway, we've got an article here by, well, one of my favorites, D.B. Kidd. It's called The IRS, The Amero, and the Battleground for Liberty. And I'm going to go through this article with you today and kind of make some comparisons as to what's going on here, because this is just one of many battles that we're fighting, folks, that need to be addressed. So Let me go through this. It says that I have been, and this is DV talking, I have been deluged. By the way, I called her, and she's, I wanted to have her up and on, but she's really, really busy, got a lot of things going on in her world right now. I have been deluged with requests to cover IRS indictments or injunctions filed against individuals, i.e. last month the U.S. Department of Justice moved against Bob Schultz and his We the People Foundation. Many wonder why I didn't do my annual April 15th Slave Day column. So many wonder what has happened to the tax movement. The IRS is systematically picking off individuals who fully understand the fraud being perpetrated against the American people and shipping them off to the jail. Now, anybody that's watched the movie Freedom to Fascism and understands what's going on there, that includes you folks, okay? The IRS is systematically picking off individuals who fully understand the fraud being perpetrated against the American people and shipping them off to jail. The good news is that the IRS looks to get the most bang for the buck. In other words, they're not going to go after an individual who doesn't file a tax return. Normally, they're going to go after somebody who is vocal, who is has a lot of clientele, a lot of patients, such as a doctor or whatever, because they want to instill the biggest amount of fear into people that they can by doing one prosecution, because it's a money issue. Let me continue. Wonderful, decent Americans like Dr. Tom Clayton is now serving a prison sentence because we have a federal judicial system that is so rotten it shames the stench of rancid meat. Those who haven't done a lick of real research will shrug off that comment because ignorance is bliss, and it's easier just to get down on your knees and welcome the chains of bondage and slavery than to stand up and fight for what's right. Reminds me of the theme song from an old Western. Rollin', 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 keep them cattle rollin', rawhide. Remember that? Clint Eastwood was in that. Bill Benson is another individual your government is trying to destroy. Bill's history of battle against a tyrannical system, the IRS, is long and well documented. The importance of Bill's First Amendment case cannot be overstated and should demonstrate to even those who have no clue about the illegal application of the federal income tax against domestic Americans just how corrupt your government has become and to what lengths they will go in order to protect their money masters, the banking cartel. After more than a year, the thugs in the Department of Justice have decided to slither out of the sewer and continue their assault on this man who is guilty of nothing more than proving beyond any doubt whatsoever that the 16th and 17th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution were never legally ratified by the required number of states. Both amendments, unequivocally, no doubt, these are two laws that do not exist. The latest brief filed by Bill's legal counsel, it says, can be viewed here. You have to go online to see it in newswithviews.com. Let's see. They desperately need donations for his legal defense fund, and that shows where you can mail it. 17 years ago, Devi began learning the truth about the plans of the masters of the game to destroy this country in their quest for a one-world government nightmare. That one-world government which so many dumbed-down Americans out there still live in denial about and refuse to see. Lunatics who have no allegiance to any religion, any country, or any form of government. Does that ring true? Does anybody come to mind when you start saying that they have no allegiance to any country or any form of government? I can think of a couple names that pop up. They lust for power and money, period. That's like Laura Knight Jadzik was talking about last week on my show when she was talking about psychopaths. Once I learned enough, starting with the head of the Hydra, the Federal Reserve, which led to its money pipeline, the federal income tax, I gave up my career, and this is DV talking now, and have dedicated my life completely to the noble cause of saving this republic. While I have sacrificed an enormous sum of money, when I gave up my career, it is nothing compared to people like Bill Benson, John Voss, Dr. Clayton, Joe Bannister, and so many others. The time is now rapidly approaching where we're going to see a rapid increase of major thrusts by 1,000 razor-sharp swords to finally bring America into a single massive region of a global government where we will be taxed to support the entire planet. Can you say global warming? I'm talking about a dollar tax on gasoline. An additional dollar tax, by the way. Anyway, let me continue here. I have written all there is to be said about the IRS, 100 columns filled with enough documented evidence and links to keep a person busy reading and researching for years. Here's the reality of the situation as I see it. Right now, candidates running for the president for both major parties are pitching their same old worn-out lies, the exception being Ron Paul. Constitutionally challenged candidates like Duncan Hunter regurgitate that, quote, we must stick with tax cuts. The two debates between the Democrats and Republicans have been nothing more than a farce and clearly demonstrate that the machine running the parties is once again offering up sewage for the highest office in our land. We're going to take a break. I'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm reading an article by D.V. Kidd, which it's an article that holds true to my heart because this is a major issue with me. I'm going to continue on this in a minute, but I've got a caller on the line. John in New York. You're on with Michael. Go ahead, John.
No, two quick points. Number one, on the first part with the three military boys being kidnapped, mm-hmm. you know, they're chipping everybody. How come those guys aren't chipped to where they can locate them? This is all BS. It's just cover up to make us have the feel sorry for leaving the troops over there and that we have a right to be over there. And then as far as the IRS, again, I talk on with Dan Burley, and I've been under attack. In fact, at 26, they want $120,000, and I've got them beat. I've got them beat in six different ways, and it's like they just keep lying as far as the IRS and the attack. And you can't hire a lawyer. I've hired three different lawyers at three different times, and I've gone to the agencies that are supposed to be in power of, like, New York State Insurance Fraud Department, the Department of Justice. I turn in information that's rock solid. I can show testimonies of court being changed. When it gets said and done, they just coerce against you. They compartmentalize you.
John, it's funny you brought that up because you say you've hired three different attorneys, and the fact is that the attorney's first allegiance is to the court because they're officers of the court. Now, you say it was $120,000 and you filed, I don't know, different briefs or motions or whatever you've done here. It's the same thing in my instance. I'm in what is called a due process hearing right now, or I'm supposed to be getting one. And curiously enough, When I sent in the information for the due process hearing, I asked for specific documents, for specific things that they need to provide with me so that I could proceed with a cogent hearing. And rather than send me what I asked for, because they either can't or won't, 3 months later, I get the same information offering me a due process hearing from a totally different town, okay? It's the IRS, but it's a different town now. Totally different revenue officer. And what they do, I think, is they play a shell game with you to the point where you just get tired of fighting them.
Okay, well, I'm at the next point. I've already been through those coalition meetings. And first off, I asked for the Seventh Amendment saying that I had the right to go to a common jury trial, which is the final decision. And they've refused to let me have that. They said I got to follow the process, which is coalition, coalition and whatever, moderation. Mm-hmm. And number one, think about that. If I had my father sit on the board as the judge, they would say that's conflict of interest because he'd be in favor of you. Well, wait a minute. Their salaries are paid by them. They not only are in conflict of it, they've written the rules in conflict so that you have to follow that. You can't just go to the Seventh Amendment of the jury trial. And so I've reclused the judges because they've all figured against me, even though I have concrete evidence against them. And when it gets said and done, I've handed it into a CPA now who supposedly was supposed to represent me and did nothing. And I asked them the question. They've labeled me a tax protester. And I said, well, what's the definition of a tax protester? I said, here's the law. They said my thing is frivolous and not to the law. I show the law. I show the intent of how they wrote the records for coalition and moderation. And the intent says to follow the law. Well, I show where they're not following the law. And so anyhow, that's where I'm at. And again, I've asked for reclusing these judges and stuff and getting to the Seventh Amendment and reclusing not only the judges but the coalition system because it violates the what they call agent of the agency is a conflict of interest.
Well, I thought they had to disband that term tax protester here a few years back.
Well, I'm hearing that, but that's what I got called.
Interesting. Well, I'd be curious to get an update on your case since you are a little bit farther ahead of me. It sounds to me like the games that they're playing with me, what I respond to is not going to do any good. Listen, we've got to take a break. John, you want to stick around?
Sure, I can stick around.
All right. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming up to the top of the hour. Stick with me. I've got John on the line from New York. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. Paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
A message for